Sai Ram children, a very good evening to all of you. So, we are back for another episode of Children's Hour.
Sai Ram children, yes we are. Another episode in this special month of February.
Oh, children, did you figure out why February has only 28 days? The answer to the question we asked you all last week.
In fact, one little friend of ours has actually written to us. And that is Mrinal. Mrinal says that it was calculated that it takes the earth 365 days to go around the sun. So a year can have only 365 days. So after all the other 11 months were given 30 and 31 days, only 28 days were left. So 1 month had to be only 28 days long.
Oh, Mrinal is almost correct. And that is only part of the answer. Do you remember? We also asked you why once in 4 years, 29 days for February?
Well, yes, Mrinal, you are almost correct. As Ganesh said, the earth actually takes about 365 days and 6 hours to go around the sun. And this is what is called a solar year. So every 4 years, these extra 6 hours become one full day, right? Now, if we do not account for this day, what will happen?
Slowly our dates and months will go out of sync from the actual seasons. And eventually, we will have peak summer in December and January.
Oh, that will be weird. So what do? Every 4 years, we add an extra day. So we can account for that 6 hours.
Oh.
6 into 4 is equal to 24 hours.
Isn't that so very interesting, children? So how can we make out if a year has Feb 29th or not? Very simple. It must be divisible by 4. So, 2000, 2004, 2008, 2012, and so on. If the year is a multiple of 4, that is divisible by 4, it is a leap year.
That's quite interesting. But do you know, children, that there are some exceptions in this too?
Oh.
The years 1700, 1800, and 1900, though divisible by 4, were not leap years. Do you know why?
Oh, I don't know, Prem. Let us not reveal everything. Let us see if our children can answer this question. What, children, will you answer or not? So, just like Mrinal did, you can also mail us your answer. Send your mails to listener@radiosci.org.
That is listener, listener, at radiosci, radiosai dot org. Or a simpler thing would be to ask one of your elders to help you send us the mail. And thank you, Mrinal, for all your kind words. He says, I like Children's Hour because it is the program for me.
Oh.
And he thanks Ganesh and me, of course. And also Dr. Auntie and Sumana Auntie for inspiring him.
Okay. Coming back to February again, children, what is the lesson we can learn from all this? You see, this month does not complain that we have been unfair to it. Why have you given more days to the others and less to me?
It is because of February's joyful sacrifice we have order in our calendar, isn't it? So children, it is important we should not merely think of our rights, we should be ready even to sacrifice. If by doing so, there is good for the family, the society or the nation, we must be prepared for it.
When we seek for ourselves, when we try to and get things we want, when we get our favorite toy or game, we are happy, no doubt. But when we are able to give, we will find more happiness in that. Much, much, much more than what we receive, children.
Isn't that what this beautiful song teaches us? Jina uska jina hai, jo auron ko jeevan deta hai.
मधुबन खुशबू जीता है, सागर सावन देता है, जीना उसका जीना है, जो अनोख जीवन देता है, मधुबन खुशबू देता है। पाए तो बन के दीपक जलता चल, सूरज ना बन पाए तो बन के दीपक जलता चल, भूल मिले या
Beautiful song. What a wonderful meaning. It reminds me of that Sanskrit Subhashita which Swami loved so much. Paropakayaya phalanti vrikshaha.
It is for the sake of others that trees give fruits.
Paropakayaya dahanti gavaha.
The cows give milk for the benefit of all.
Paropakayaya vahanti nadyaha.
The rivers flow for the benefit of others.
Paropakarartham idam shariram.
The very purpose of this body is service to others. Paropakaraya phalanti vrikshaha. How beautiful is this line. The tree takes years to grow then produces beautiful flowers, then carefully turns them into fruits, and such tasty fruits. But does the tree eat them? Does the tree produce the fruits for its own taste?
No, not at all. The tree does it for the sake of others. Isn't nature the best teacher? Nature is not only a good provider of knowledge and example, it is also the best provider of nutrients for us.
Oh yes, and talking about fruits, children, do you know how valuable fruits are? What a great gift these are to all of us.
So, shouldn't we know more about fruits and what makes them so special? And to tell us about just that, we have Dr. Gopi Krishna from the General Hospital. I am sure you'll find it very interesting and informative too.
Om Sri Sai Ram. Offering humble pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Hello children. Hope all of you are doing well. And a warm welcome from Radio Sai Studio. Today, we are going to listen about an important topic, which many of you cherish and like also. You all know that God has given many things for us to enjoy, among which fruits are really the gift of God to the mankind. These fruits are enjoyed by mankind since immemorial. They are a rich source of fiber, iron, calcium and vitamin. All these elements like vitamins, minerals are very essential for growing children. So, it is very important for us to know the significance of these fruits. Let us see what are all the different fruits we have and what is their significance. First, let us start with apple. It is said that an apple a day keeps doctors away, a proverb which you might have heard. It is called as sape. And do you know the medical or the botanical name of the apple? It is called Malus sylvestris. And it is a good source for fiber and calcium and phosphorus. What does it mean? It means that if you eat apple every day, your bones become strong because they have a lot of calcium and phosphorus. And this fiber-rich content of apple will help you for your normal bowel so that you will not have constipations. But unfortunately, it doesn't have many of the nutrients which other fruits have. Then, next we will see about banana. Banana is a single fruit which almost everyone likes and it is universally available. Do you know, children, the name of this banana fruit in botanical term or its correct name? It is called Musa sapientum. There are many variants of banana and it is grown all over the world. It is called the food of wise men and is one of the tastiest fruit available to us. Not only just the fruit, the entire banana tree is useful to us. Do you know how it is? This banana is used to make chips and banana is also used to make figs. And the leaves, you all know, in Indian customs is used to serve the food. Apart from that, these fruits and flowers are also used to make curries and some other items which are used for food. This banana is used in ice cream, salads and milkshakes, which I think most of you know as banana flavored ice creams, banana flavored salads and milkshakes. The fiber, you know what is fiber? The fiber comes from the stem of the plant. It is used for making clothes and paper also. So you can see that banana tree has got many important role. It is not just the fruit, but the entire plant is useful. It is said that you should have at least one banana plantation at your home. It will take care of many of your needs. When we look at the nutrient value of banana, it is the richest source of energy. Usually you see tennis players or football or cricket players having banana in between the breaks just to refresh themselves, because an average banana gives you 100 kilocalories to 120 kilocalories of energy. It has a lot of potassium, which is very essential for your muscles, and it has got vitamin C. It also has got iron. This iron is essential for our blood, so that we'll become strong and healthier. So make sure you eat at least one banana per day. That will take care of many of your problems. Even banana is advised during your constipations, that is, not going to the stools regularly. In that time, the banana will soften the stools and makes the work easier. Let us now go for another interesting fruit called grapes. It is called as Vitis vinifera, that is its botanical name. Growing the grapes is called viticulture, and it is being mentioned even in Bible that Noah has his own vineyard. These grapes are blue grapes and green grapes. Green. They are rich in energy, they have iron and calcium, and they have a lot of fibers. This will help for your bones to grow stronger. Another important fruit which we see very often is guava. It is called Cedium guajava. You know one interesting fact? Potato, tomato, guava, corn and peanuts, all these were brought from South America. They are not actually from our country, but in olden days, the merchants who used to go to all these areas have brought back these fruits to our country. We should eat it when the skin turns yellow. At that time, the guava will be very juicy and tasty. One interesting fact you should know about guava. It has got richest source of vitamin C. You know what does it mean? It means it will help you from common cold, viral infection and becoming sick. Vitamin C is essential for all these things, and guava has lot of vitamin C. Apart from that, it also has got calcium and phosphorus, which is very essential for your strong bones. I will tell you one interesting information about guava. It is not just the fruit, but even the leaves are used to make perfumes. And leaves and bark of guava tree is sometimes used for dressing the wounds to prevent infection. And leaves of guava are used as a decoction for treating toothache and gum boils. Let us learn something about jackfruit, the big fruit. It is called Artocarpus heteronophilus. This jackfruit has originated from India. And jackfruit has got its own aroma. And it is used for curries, for making jams, pickles and jellies. It is a very good source for energy. And it has a lot of vitamin A also. Vitamin A, you know, is very essential for our eyes. Not only just eyes, it is also essential for our bones, for our blood, for our intestines, and for our lungs. So make sure you have jackfruit at least once in a month whenever it is available. Let us learn most important fruit, or a very interesting fruit. It is called Falonka Raja, the king among fruits. And it is none other than mango. It is a very favorite fruit. And you can see most of us refreshing or enjoying the mango during the summer times. It has a long history. And India has got deep association with mango. You know, that tree lives for more than 100 years. And every 5 years it gives a big crop of fruits. Mango is the richest source of vitamin A and vitamin C. That means if you eat mango, your eyes become bright, and vitamin C will help for your wound healing and for your bones. The raw mango is a rich source of iron. Iron is essential for your brain development also. You know, there are various types of mangoes like Himayuddin, Tenneru, Jahangir, Banavasi, Alampur, Banganpalli, Dilpasand, Totapuri, and so on. These are the different variants and each has got its own taste. Mango is used for jellies, juice, making jams, pickles and amchur. And you should not forget about avakai and magai. These are the pickles Andhra Pradesh, very famous for which every people in AP will be relishing. Let us come to watermelon, an important fruit which we see during the summertime. When we are roaming in the streets, we'll see the vendors selling the watermelon, people refreshing on it. It is called tarbuja and there is a sister called karbuja. These both fruits are used for refreshing. They are rich in potassium, they are a rich source of glucose, and also they are used for making juice and squash. I am very sure many of you have tasted karbuja juice and you might be liking it. This karbuja juice is also used in making ice cream, milkshakes and what not. In olden days, this karbuja fruit is used to break the fast after Shivratri. So Shivratri, make sure after you have done your fasting, break the fast with a karbuja fruit. Okay children, now you have really thoroughly enjoyed, I suppose, listening to the real importance and the significance of the fruits. Now, you can remember that having fruits is really a boon for us. It helps our immunity, bones, eyes, intestine and whatnot, everything. So, next time when you go outside, instead of asking your mom and dad about fast foods, ask them to get a basket full of fruits and you can really enjoy having them. All these fast foods like pizza, burger, chips, though they may taste good, but they are really harmful to our body. It will cause obesity, it will cause heart problem, it will cause BP and sugar, what not, so many problems. Hope you will remember this and you really enjoy having fruits every day, at least one fruit per day. Jai Sai Ram.
I don't know about all of you children. I am definitely going to eat more fruits after listening to the doctor today.
And isn't that interesting? The doctor teaching us how to keep a doctor away. An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Or from what we heard today, any good fruit a day keeps the doctor away. So children, do have more fruits. Why not eat a fruit instead of a packet of chips?
Or a nice refreshing fresh juice. Fresh fruit juice instead of a soft drink. You tell me, Ganesh, if I were to pick up a brand new t-shirt from the mall, wash it till it loses its color and new look, dry it in the sun till it becomes pale and looks like a piece of rag, will you pay more for it now?
Of course not. Am I so silly?
But isn't that what we all do with food? Nature gives us such good, nutritious food. We take it, put it through all kinds of processes, remove most of the vitamins and nutrients, and then we pay more for it and eat or drink it. Isn't it so silly on our parts?
Yes, of course. So, what should we do to be more smart and not silly? Eat more fruits and fresh vegetables.
And that is why Swami often says, if you want to lead a healthy life, avoid hurry, worry and curry.
That's true. Today we spoke of avoiding curry by eating more fresh fruits. We have spoken a lot about being happy. But what is it about hurry?
That's an interesting question. Well, the most important thing about avoiding hurry is not to do anything in the spur of the moment. That is driven by the emotion of that particular moment. We should always think once or even twice before we do anything or even say anything.
But you know what, children? We can understand this better by listening to a Chinnakada from Swami. Shall we listen then?
Of course. And do you know, children, what is a Chinnakata? Swami would say, Okka Chinnakata, which means whatever Swami is explaining, Swami is going to explain it even more beautifully through a small story. So shall we listen to a small story which Swami would often say during his discourses, but in the form of a little play.
We often do things without thinking about the consequences. We often say things that could hurt others. Bhagavan Baba cautions us against hurry. He would want us to think carefully before doing or saying anything so that there is no cause for regret later. Today's story teaches us this very lesson. Dear listeners, here is the story of a king who was very fond of hunting. One day, he went to the forest on a hunting expedition and it got late in the evening.
It is late and I'm tired. I wonder if there is a place where I can rest for a while before returning back home.
The king spotted a hermitage in a clearing in the woods. He approached the group of thatched huts in the hope of finding a safe place for some rest.
Good evening, O king. Welcome to our humble abode. Your Majesty, please come in and make yourself comfortable.
The inmates of the hermitage welcomed the king into their humble dwelling and offered him flutes and cool water. The head of the hermitage, an elderly sage, came out of his prayer hall and received the king.
Welcome, O king. I hope all is well with you and your subjects.
The king prostrates at the sage's feet.
O revered one, by the grace of God and blessings of saints like yourself, all is well and my subjects are content. It is my good fortune that I am here today to receive your blessings. Venerated sir, would you kindly permit me to ask for a personal favor? Could you please bless me with a message that will benefit me as also my subjects?
Such a noble request. How can I deny it?
The sage wrote a few words on a piece of parchment, folded it in two, and gave it to the king.
O king, please read this message, understand and practice it. All will be well with you. I bless you and the people of your kingdom.
The king was thrilled to receive a message from the sage and fell at his feet. He put the folded piece of parchment in his scabbard and, taking leave from the sage, left the hermitage. Meanwhile, in the king's palace, as usual, the servant in charge of the royal personal chamber was busy getting the royal bed ready for the night. He dusted the chamber, changed the sheets and pillowcases, folded down the blankets and sprayed sweet perfume. Once he was done, he looked around and smiled to himself, pleased with the job he had done. As he looked at the regal bedstead, soft mattress and inviting blankets, temptation entered his young mind.
The king will not be home for a few more hours. He is out hunting and will surely be late coming back. Why don't I just lie down on this enticing bed, just for a few minutes and see how it feels to be king. No one will ever find out."
The man laid his head on the soft pillow and snuggled down beneath the blankets. In a trice, he was fast asleep. A little later, the queen entered the mildly lit bedroom. Seeing the bed occupied, she assumed that it was her husband.
"Oh dear, the king must have been very tired. He didn't even have his dinner. I will not disturb him now. I can talk to him in the morning."
The queen decided to go to bed herself. She climbed into her side of the bed and soon fell asleep. When the king returned home, he was informed that the queen had already retired for the night. So he went straight to the bedroom, and he was in for a shock. He found a stranger sleeping next to the queen. The king grew wild with fury, and his eyes were instantly bloodshot.
"What is this? Another man sleeps in my bed beside my wife? I will slay them both."
Saying so, the king drew his sword. The folded piece of parchment that the sage had given him fell out of the scabbard and fell in front of him. He picked it up and glanced at the message inside.
"Haste makes waste. Do not be in a hurry."
The king put his sword down and slumped onto the chair. Meanwhile, the queen got up and saw her husband in an agitated mood. She then turned round to notice the other person lying on the royal bed. She looked at the king and started quivering in fear.
"Who is this person lying beside you?"
The king drew back the blanket that covered the face of the stranger on the bed. The servant woke up startled, sat up straight, and looked, shifting his anxious gaze from the king to the queen to the king again. No one spoke. The servant took a few seconds to comprehend the situation, and then he fell at the feet of the king and queen.
"Oh, master, pardon me. I was lured by the softness of the sheets and the warmth of the blankets. I just wanted to lie down for a few minutes, but I fell asleep. Please forgive me, master. I am prepared for any punishment that you feel fit to give me."
The queen, too, fell at the feet of her husband.
"My lord, pardon me. When I entered the chamber, the lights were dimmed, and I saw the bed occupied. I presumed that it was your royal self. I didn't want to disturb you, and so I..."
The queen broke down into a flood of tears. The king's initial anger had given way to amusement at the situation, and horror at what he might have done had he not read the sage's message in time.
"I'm not angry with either of you, but I must tell you that this piece of parchment saved your lives."
The king then told the queen about his meeting with the sage and the message he had been given by the wise one.
"Haste makes waste. Do not be in a hurry. I'm amazed to realize the relevance and efficacy of this message. It is a sacred mantra. We must remember, understand, and practice this in our daily lives."
The next day, the king made arrangements to have the message carved onto columns, erected at all important centers and at crossroads all over his kingdom. He encouraged his ministers and subjects to follow the sage's wise advice. Every action of ours has an impact on not only our own lives, but the lives of those around us. Our beloved Bhagavan said, "Haste leads to confusions and blunders, which cause disappointments and anger. Anger merely serves to blind our ability to see reason and makes us behave irrationally." Dear listeners, Bhagavan tells us that we must contemplate on the consequences of our actions before we act. This will enable us to lead our lives in peace and harmony. We hope you enjoyed this little anecdote from the Chinnakatha series. Jai Sai Ram.
That was such a beautiful story. How very important is it to be calm and patient?
Just imagine what would have happened if the king had acted in haste. He could not have made any amends to correct the situation after that.
So, remember this, children. Always think before acting, especially when what we say or do could have an impact on others. We must pause and ponder.
But Ganesh, I can hear children complaining. Where is the children's conversation?
Yes.
Isn't this a children's program?
Of course, children. So, that is precisely what we are going to listen now. Prem and Arvind spoke to a young boy from Germany. His name is Yannick. So, children, shall we listen to what Yannick had to say to all of us?
Sir, I'm Yannick. Welcome to Radio Sai Studios.
Sir,
so, Yannick, how old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
11 years old. You look older than 11.
I know.
You look quite tall.
Yeah.
So, Yannick, you've been visiting Prashantiniram for quite some time. I think you've been here since you were a toddler.
Yes.
Two or three.
That's right.
So, you enjoy being in Prashanti?
Very.
Where do you live otherwise?
In Germany.
In Germany. So, what's nice about India, first of all? You know, India is so different from Germany, I'm sure.
Yes, that's right. So, I just like it very because I lived here 6 years.
And okay.
Yeah, it's like my home.
So, when you go back to Germany, your classmates and your friends must be asking you, what's India like? What do you tell them?
So, actually, they don't ask that, but sometimes I just tell them that I was 6 years in India.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, they don't ask me that.
They don't ask you that. Okay, if somebody were to ask you, so what is India like? We've been to, you know, generally people think that India is a land of snake charmers and you have all these magicians. So if somebody in your school or class asks you, so Yannick, tell us, what's India like? How would you describe India to them?
I would say, so it's very hot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not so fancy, you could say, like Germany, because there's everything tip top and everything is clean, here is just easy. Yeah.
That's a nice word to use. It's just easy here, right? All right. So, what makes Prashanti special for you? Do you remember seeing Swami? It must have been a long time back. Do you remember seeing Swami?
Yes, I remember.
So, what was it which drew you to Swami? Did you like Swami? Do you like being in Swami's presence?
Yes, I liked it because, first of all, the energy, and it was just...
You could feel the energy. I mean,
I could feel it.
What does it do? All right, let's say that you're somewhere else in the world. What is the difference in energy when you're sitting in Prashanti? What makes you feel that there is an energy here which is not...
So, actually, I don't really feel it, but when I'm somewhere else...
Mm-hmm.
Or that's not good energy, then I feel the difference because it's just so...
Is it got to do with your thoughts? I mean, you get pleasant thoughts when you're here, or you feel like a good person when you're here?
When I'm in Germany, in some place, I sometimes just feel it's so heavy and It's just not like here.
Does it feel more home here?
Yeah, much more.
That's nice. So what's Yanni going to become when he grows up?
I don't know. Maybe engineer or...
Engineer?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a profession a lot of Germans like.
I don't know. Maybe.
Because, you know, when we used to study chemistry, we would have some of the best scientists from Germany because they were very good at experimentation.
Yes.
They were most precise. They would do things perfectly.
Yeah.
So I think that's why many Germans do make good engineers.
I think, yeah.
No sports for you? You don't want to be a basketball player or something?
No, actually not. No.
You enjoy playing?
Yeah.
What games do you play?
I like basketball and table tennis.
Okay. What's nice about sports? Because all of us enjoy, right? Whether we are good at playing or not good at playing, all of us seem to enjoy playing games and sports.
You can just not sit the whole day at the table and learn. You just can go out and run and just do what you want.
Kind of makes you free, frees you up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yannick, when you're in Prashanti, most of the time, you know, we see you running about. You never seem to be in the room. What do you do throughout the day all around the ashram?
In Germany, I can't go and run around.
Okay.
Because there you can actually, each day is the same. So, the most of the time. And here, it's just not the same. Somehow, you every day can do something new, or new people are coming, or you go in the swimming pool, or, like, in Germany, you can't do that very much, because...
Why?
There is just, you stand up, breakfast, go to school, come back, do your homework, eat again, and go to sleep. And maybe you play a bit with your sister, or but here you can, so because I have holidays here, so I can just run around and do what I want and go to different places of the ashram. I can't go each day to and see the whole ashram at once. So I just go to one place, the next day I go to another place.
You know, you were saying that you can do whatever you want over here. You said you can do what you like.
Yeah.
What are the things you like doing?
Running around, feeling free, and swimming.
Just running around?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get tired?
No, actually not. Not very much. When I get tired, then I go home and read.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let me say I'm going to give you an open flight ticket. You can go anywhere.
Yeah.
And you can spend a couple of weeks somewhere.
Yeah.
So which place and which country would you choose to be in? You might not be able to name the place, but what kind of a place you would like to be in?
In a place like here.
Like here?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it? I mean, can you define it? Of course, we know what Prashanti is like.
I would like to be in a place where you don't need to do things that all others are doing each day. Mm-hmm. And you just, everyone understands you. And doesn't just say, no, that's wrong, you need to do it like this. Just do what you want. And yeah.
Does that mean you don't like to work?
I don't really like to work. But everyone needs to work when he wants to get something. So I want to work too, but just a work that I like, not just go in the bakery and need to work there every day, because otherwise you can't live or get money. Just get a work where you can help, and it's fun for you.
Beautiful. So you want to do some work that will help others. At the same time, it is fun for you.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Let's say you can change this whole system. And somebody tells you that you can, you become the most powerful person in your country. Well, and they say that you can change this whole thing, that people have to work for money, or you can change the concept of money. What would you do, let's say? Like, you know, you don't like to work. I think most of us don't like to, but we don't be so honest sometimes. We all like to spend a lot of time free. So what would you change?
I would have bid to change the school system because I don't really like it. And I would let everyone work, but yeah, I would let them. And when there are poor people, then I would give them money, and when they give it for things that are not good for them, then I just stop giving them money and say, you cannot work. Otherwise, you will not get money. Yes.
What are the subjects you learn in school? What are the things you learn? You must be learning science, maths, English.
Yeah, maths, sports, English.
So, do you have a favorite subject in that?
Yes, yes. I like sports very much. And English, because I actually don't need to do that very much. And sometimes also maths.
Mm.
And yeah, that was.
But you said you want to become an engineer. So if you don't like science, how will you become an engineer?
I don't know. But sometimes I also like science, but only sometimes.
What part of science you like?
Mm.
I mean, do you like reading about animals and plants, or about humans, or reading about how planets move?
I never thought about that. But I just like science because the teacher is very good.
Oh, the teacher is good.
Yeah.
So, if you get good teachers for all subjects,
yeah,
then you like all subjects.
Yeah. Actually, yes. And when they also do stuff that that is the most of the time nice for us. So, of course, you need also to learn something that you don't like, but I actually don't like everything out there.
Why do you think we have to learn what we don't like?
Because when you need it, when you're big, you could need it, and yes.
That time, so though you don't like it, you have a need for it, so you have to learn it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now when you go back, you know, I'm sure many of your friends wouldn't have seen this part of the world. Many of them wouldn't have traveled outside their country.
Yes.
So you must have gained something which they've not gained. So when you go back, what way do you feel that you're different from them? You know, having seen Swami, having seen a place like India and Puttaparthi.
Yeah.
When you go back, what do you carry with yourself which they don't have, which they've not been fortunate to know?
So when I go to the school.
Mm-hmm.
After Christmas, then I just see that they're just so dark and angry and trying to attack. Yeah.
You see that they're more violent than...
Yeah.
You can really feel it? You
yeah,
feel
so
that they don't realize that they're that way?
Yeah, so I go to school and then some are doing some things that I would never do.
You and your friends do like this?
I just play with the whole class, so I don't have one real friend.
Hmm. You know what Swami would, while talking to children, he would ask them how many brothers you have. So they will say that, I have no brothers. That's what you will say, right? If Swami asks you how many brothers you have.
Yeah.
And Swami would say, no, treat everyone as your brother.
Yeah.
Then Swami would ask how many sisters you have. What will you say? How many sisters do you have?
One.
But Swami will say, no, everybody is your sister. And then Swami would ask, how many friends you have? So what will be your answer?
No friend.
Beautiful. Swami would say, nobody is your friend, only God is your friend. So are you saying that you don't have friends in Germany because of what Swami has said? Or you have felt it, that nobody is a friend?
So I never knew that Swami said that.
Okay.
So I just see that they can't be my friends.
Okay, what do you expect in a friend, you know? You want to befriend somebody.
Yeah, I would expect that he... So when some other one is trying to attack me, that he also stands and says, stop it.
Somebody who stands by you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that you can also, when I tell him a secret, he says, okay, I will never tell it to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Or just that we can do things where we what we want to do, and yeah, that no one else can come and so put us apart.
So it should be almost like there are two different bodies, but both of you have the same soul. That kind?
Yeah.
Beautiful. That's a terrific definition of friendship. And nobody taught you this?
No.
What you answered just now, you told it from your heart.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So, you get some pocket money?
No, I don't need.
No, you don't get pocket money?
No, I don't get.
You don't get pocket money?
No. Oh. I got, but I don't get.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. So, if you get pocket money, how would you like to use it? What will you do with it?
I would first try to wait when I have more pocket money.
So you'd like to save?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I would buy me something what I like. So I don't know what that could be, but maybe I see something in the shop and buy it.
Okay, you said you have a sister, right?
Yes.
Your younger sister?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what way is your... I mean, how different is your relationship with your sister compared to a friend? You said you defined a friend so beautifully. So what do you think is going to be a relationship between a brother and sister?
So I have this relationship and I go to her and sometimes she's really, really cute. Sometimes she's really going on my nerves. And then I really can't go with her somewhere, and sometimes I just want to stay with her the whole time. So even if she nerves me, even if I nerve her, we love each other.
So there's a bond which cannot be broken by...
No.
So you do enjoy being with her?
Yeah.
Do you fight with her sometimes?
Yes.
So who wins the fights?
Sometimes she's... Sometimes.
But she's what? She's 4 years now?
Six.
6 years?
Yeah.
And you're 11 years?
Yeah.
How can she ever win?
No, we don't really fight with beating or just with the words.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah. Discussing.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
We should never beat each other. We should always speak.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you think you can trust her with a secret?
Like, yes. Yes,
you can?
Yes, sometimes. Yes,
that's
actually
nice.
I can.
So you can tell her something and say, don't tell this to mommy.
Yeah.
And she'll keep it?
Actually, yes. But I actually never do that.
So sweet.
So I think she could.
So what way is she different from a friend? I think she's being a perfect friend for you.
She's just more as my friend. She's my sister, and a friend is not really part of you. It is just a good person where you can do something with them.
So she's more like a part of you.
Yeah.
The friend is somebody whom you spend some time with.
Yeah, for me.
That's such a beautiful description of a sister. I hope one day she grows up and she listens to this.
Yeah, maybe.
She'll be so happy to hear her brother say these nice things about her.
Yes, thank
you. Thank you, Yannick. It was so beautiful talking to you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I hope you enjoyed too.
Yes, I enjoyed.
Or were you more nervous than you enjoyed?
Yes, actually, yes.
So sure, we'll get you back some other time and you'll talk more with us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Yannick.
Okay, Sarah.
Hope you enjoyed that conversation with Yannick, children. And you would be surprised to know, children, that this is not the first time you're listening to Yannick's voice.
Oh, you remember the play, Christmas Carols? We played for you during Christmas. Yannick acted as the little boy in that play. He was 3 or 4 years old when he acted in that. And today, he spoke to all of us as an 11-year-old. Isn't that nice?
Of course it is, and years fly past before we realize. So live every moment of this childhood to the fullest, children. Learn all that you want to. Enjoy all the small things in life. If you can, help others to live a happy life too. There is nothing more beautiful than that.
So with that thought, children, it's bye and good night from all of us at Radio Sai.
Till we meet next time, be happy and make others happy. Eat more fruits and stay healthy. Sai Ram and good night, children. Next week at 7:30, meet us again for Children's Hour on Radio Sai.